So often we report on the horrible incidents of domestic violence. Today we can share with you a success story. A remote town in Western Australia appears to be bucking the trend of rising cases with a dramatic increase in its prevention during the past 12 months. The local Women's Crisis Centre in Laverton says more women are approaching police for help before they think a violent episode might be about to happen. And it says local police deserve a lot of the credit. Tom Joyner reports.
If you're passing through Laverton, a few hours north of Kalgoorlie, you might be forgiven for thinking it's a town just like any other. But one of the things that makes Laverton stand out is something you wouldn't necessarily notice at first glance.
In the last 12 or 14 months since I've been here, looking at our paperwork and our statistics, you can see that it's changing.
Nolene Jorgensen is the manager of the local Women's Refuge and Crisis Centre. She says that over the last couple of years, she's seen a dramatic rise in referrals made to her Centre for Domestic Violence Prevention.
Previously, most of the referrals from the police were for family domestic violence. In the last 14 months, that's now turned around where it's about 40% of those referrals are actually for prevention. So they're seeking assistance from the police before the violence occurs, which is an excellent outcome.
The Women's Refuge, run by community services organisation One Tree, has been operational for around 3 years. It offers a safe haven from the outside world and crisis support for women and children. Over the time it's been here, it's developed strong roots in the largely Aboriginal community in Laverton.
The centre is actually a lovely little oasis in the middle of the desert.
Domestic violence is a scourge felt across the country and one that can easily go unseen and unheard. As a result, many incidents go unreported. And in remote areas like Laverton, the issue can be compounded by binge drinking.
Often domestic violence and alcohol go hand in hand. However, that doesn't mean to say that alcohol causes domestic violence.
According to Ms. Jorgensen, almost all of her referrals to the centre come via the police. The key, she says, building trust.
The women in Laverton feel very comfortable seeking assistance from the police now. In the beginning, that was probably not quite as easy. There was a bit of mistrust, I suppose.
Relationships are just built through time and, as you say, gaining that trust from the community and dealing with people, showing an empathetic nature when you're dealing with the incidents themselves and showing the people in town that we are dealing with that we do care.
That's Justin Terezinski, the officer in charge at Laverton Police Station. Like domestic violence itself, the work that goes into tackling the problem in Laverton happens out of sight. But that hasn't stopped the local women here coming up with a signal they can use when they feel they're in danger.
Well, if a woman is out in the street and she's being harassed by somebody, she knows that she can put a hand up. If the police drive past, she can wave the police down and they will stop. The police are aware that she may be with a person who's violent. So it's a win-win.
Nolene Jorgensen, the manager of One Tree Women's Refuge and Crisis Centre, ending Tom Joyner's report.